Okay, talking with State Representative Dave Preston. How's it going, sir?
Real good. How about yourself, Jack?
Pretty good. Busy times for you guys coming up with the budget situation. You heard the governor's state of the state the other night. What'd you think?
It had a little bit of, partisan aspects to it, throughout. But all in all, I think it was, one of the more moderate ones that just kind of struck an even tone, spiked the ball on some things that were accomplished, the no tax on tips, Social Security and overtime and the roads funding package, that massive roads funding package that the House really pushed and the governor ended up jumping on board with. So I mean it was a lap for both, I would say, the House and the governor on good things accomplished. I think the Senate was just found themselves just coming up behind on a lot of these things because they really did not, during the process, they didn't want to really engage in any of those conversations regarding, the taxation on those aspects and the road funding package.
She did not necessarily come right out and mention the energy situation. She did in a vague way talking about clean energy. What do you feel is going to happen here with the rice generators?
Something is going to have to be done. The physics just are not there. If we don't get the carve out for the rice generators, the renewable energy requirements to replace them, as well as finishing to pay the debt off on the rice generators themselves, is going to bankrupt the UP. It'll drive out industry. We'll lose our mines, our heavy industry, our light industry. We'll lose people due to the job loss. It'll be catastrophic on the UP. And I've always said that the UP is the canary in the coal mine. The same thing's going to happen downstate. They know that this is unsustainable, and that it's not going to work. And I think they're busy trying to figure out, to tell you the truth, the more I think about it, I think they're just busy trying to wait till their term limits are up and they can get out and let somebody else fix it.
Does that include the governor? Or do you think she's going to be interested in helping on this issue and helping that legislation get through? Because it's no sweat off her brow if they don't close until 10 years from now, she'll be gone.
That's exactly it. And, the 60% mandate starts in 2030. So at 60% carbon neutrality, you've already hit a threshold where the rice generators really can't run. Like I said, we're at a crossroads that physics and the construction process can't even satisfy. And even if it could, the ratepayers couldn't afford to do it. Cliffs has already openly said that if something's not done, that they'll be gone. This is probably one of the worst things that the UP has ever faced. There is no such thing as a prospering economy when you don't have reliable, affordable, and abundant energy.
Last question for you, Dave, is Copperwood. Representative Bonak seems to think that the Senate will be tough to get on board with this, but what do you think? I know the governor told Senator McBroom that that's something that she still supports.
It is. The governor supports it. Our administration on the federal level supports it. Copper is critical. It's continuing to go higher and higher in price. And we have a fully sited and permitted mine here. And I'm still very optimistic that this is going to happen.
Okay. State's Representative Dave Preston with us. I'm sure we'll talk in more detail on some of these issues when we see each other in person.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Jack.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.